A lawsuit against Illinois State University explores the questions, what is sexual harassment? How serious is serious? And how young can you be and still face big consequences? Tom and Heidi Felstead say University High School in Normal wrongly took back admission to their son. As an eighth grader, the boy created a Snapchat alias account solely to convince a girl classmate at Thomas Metcalf School to send him a nude photo. Then he spread around the photo showing her bottom and thigh to five other boys. When word reached Metcalf administrators, they barred the boy from a school trip and a dance. The matter also went to the University Office of Equal Opportunity and Access. A ruling there caused University High School to reverse its admission decision the day before classes began this fall. The suit claims that's out of scale for the offense, is punishing twice, and makes other legal arguments. The Felsteads want their son admitted to U-High. This is a lawsuit that encapsulates a societal moment. Reporter, correspondent Edith Brady Lunny joins us to talk about what's at stake.
There are several things at stake, I think, for this young man who was disinvited to attend University High School. According to his parents, he's losing that valuable freshman year at the lab school, and this also could impact his ability to play the sports that he's supposedly very good at. And then I think also for the lab school, it also puts this moment of related to Me Too in the spotlight for them. And they're going to be judged by some court on how they reacted to all this.
And the university seems to be putting down a marker on zero tolerance, even for someone who's young and not fully formed.
Exactly. I think if this had happened even maybe 5 years ago, there may have been a different, more measured response to it. But all of this happening in the shadow, I think, of the Me Too movement, where we want to, as a society, make a point with young men and young women on how to conduct themselves. And the belief by a lot of schools and educators that you can't start too early to teach kids what's appropriate and not appropriate, and that there could be serious consequences for this.
Is it possible that this will not actually be threshed out directly in court, that other issues will prevent this kind of thing from being considered?
I don't know what, you know, what the judge may look at. The parents of this young man have brought it to the state circuit court for a review of the Illinois State University's decision. So it will very much be up to the judge as to, number one, whether he will even review it.
What are the parents alleging in their legal arguments?
Yeah, the parents are alleging that U-High overstepped its bounds by what they call an expulsion of their son. Now, ISU counters that he was not expelled from U-High, that he actually never started there because they rescinded their invitation. So they are alleging that U-High and ISU have violated the Illinois School Code's rules on expulsion. So that will be the first thing to be settled.
Is Illinois State and U-High bound by the school code?
Well, according to the lawyers for ISU, they are not, because they are a lab school. And secondly, they make that sub-argument that he was not expelled.
Does the acceptance letter give any aid and comfort to either side?
I don't think the acceptance letter will be that much of an issue. What will be an issue is the letter that was sent earlier when the parents were notified in the spring after this incident happened that there could be further consequences, that we are imposing these consequences under the Metcalf School Disciplinary Code, but beware, parents, we're still investigating this, and there could be further consequences.
Doesn't the acceptance letter also say we reserve the right to rescind?
I believe it does, and I think they could fall back on that as well.
Why is U-High not actually fish nor fowl here? Delve into that a little bit more. Why might the school code not apply?
Well, according to what the lawyers for ISU say, they are specifically exempt as a lab school. in the same way that a private school would be exempt from some of the rules under the Illinois School Code. In other words, some schools are allowed to make up their own regulations for admittance and for expulsion. So they believe they are exempt under the Illinois School Code.
Edith Brady Lunny, thanks so much for updating on this. Keep us posted.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you.
You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.